Well, this morning, as we're having this opportunity together, it's interesting. At our church, we have a work day today, and we've got a gentleman that comes in, and he gets out a clipboard, and he's got a list of jobs to do, and it's because there was a certain design that makes a building work at optimal levels as opposed to being something that is just used, but then ultimately gets abused, and it doesn't reach the level that it could. And so he's got paint out, and he's got tools out, and he's got all these things, and he keeps going back to the design of what is best, what works best for this building to be used in the best possible way. So this morning, Anne-Marie, you wanted to talk a little bit about design, and when we go back to what the designer has set up, it seems that that's what's best for us. It doesn't just seem that way. So why do you want to talk about design today? What is the purpose as you're thinking about that?
Well, I always say every day, every moment of my life, I think, what is life? What is life all about? And how does life work? And how does life work best? Well, it works best the way the architect designed our life. And we hear many voices as to who our architect is. And we have believed many misinformations. You know, some of us think that we are our own architects. Some of us think that we just happened to be. There's no special design or any pattern or any rhyme or reason. Life just is terrible.
Right.
Or life is, I do whatever I want to do, and who's anybody to question, you know, how I think and how I behave and how I treat other people. But the reality is that we are created in God's image, in God's likeness, and you can't change that. We weren't created in God's image and likeness just when Adam was created. We were created in God's heart and mind from eternity, and that is our imprint. We are so much like our Father, it is impossible to change it, no matter how much we try to change it. As we, you know, believe, you know, I'm an atheist. I don't believe there is a God. It's, are you kidding me?
Right.
It is impossible. It deep, deep, deep in your spirit, you know.
Right. Romans 1 teaches there's no true atheists.
That you are created by this amazing Father whom you do not know. Mm-hmm. As Father. We barely treat him as a creator. We don't even respect him for that. Mm-hmm. And yet, from eternity, before there was a planet, before there was time and space, he knew Mark Myers intimately and loved him and planned him, designed him, and ordered every day of his life, even to the numbers of hair on his head. That is eternal truth.
Yes.
So don't believe the lie.
Yeah.
Because there is a lie.
Oh, there's so many lies we tell ourselves, and yeah.
Branches of lies. I mean, it's the multitudes that we believe. I'm not good enough, and I'm not smart enough, and I'm not able enough, and I don't have enough gifts, and I can't do it. So we have the list of the I am not, and that I am not is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's the tree of I am not. And God never said that. God created us in his image, in his likeness. And if we know him, we'll know who we are. And God is 100% love. He created us for loving. Now let's take it to the family. Why do we have children? Why did you and Kim have children? Was not from the love that you had for one another that overflowed, that we want to have babies in our image, in our likeness?
Sure.
And raise them and love them and nurture them and watch them grow and develop and flourish and become like us? Come on. So this is our father, more so, right. Wanted
right.
Children, a family. You know, I mean, I remember when the second or third time I had a conversation with Norm when we had just first met. The first words out of my mouth were, I want a family. And so if you don't want a family...
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah. You know, this is what I want. Sure. I mean, we're designed for that. You watch a little girl with her doll.
Yeah.
Or you watch a little boy. I mean, this is our design. So we are designed for love. So anything, any behavior that is unlove, and we can name it, it is disharmonious with our design. And so we don't fit, we don't work, we don't feel good about one another. When we're angry, we feel terrible. We feel guilt, shame, fear.
Mm.
We don't know who we are.
Yeah.
So we have this loss of identity. Now we have, through the computer, we have identity theft.
Mm.
Well, we could bring it to, we have this, we don't know who we are, and we therefore we don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. We don't know what our purpose is.
You said something earlier when we were talking about this that I loved how you used this word. God's desire is for us to not labor and be heavy laden, but to be resting. And you use the word ease, and then you played mm-hmm. off of that with a mm-hmm. pronoun. I mean, a prefix. What mm-hmm. were you saying with that?
Well, we're designed for rest or ease, to do everything out of a restful situation. And God did that and said that when He finished creating everything, and He said it is very good, which is again He was speaking about our design. He wasn't talking about the design of a little leaf,
right?
Okay,
right. Which was amazing,
In itself,
yeah.
Okay, but He was talking about mankind,
right?
That you are very good, therefore, you lack nothing. Don't go to that other tree and tell me that you're lacking anything, because you lack nothing. You are and out of rest. So it says that God finished His work.
Yes.
And it says that God rested. Now, lest we're naive and believe that God was tired.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We have to go to the rest that it means restful.
Yeah.
Tranquility. Harmony. No discord. No fear. No pain. No worry, you know, take the Lion King song. You know, this is God's character.
So that's ease.
That's ease.
When we don't do that,
then it's diseased.
Mm.
Right? And
yes.
This is against.
Yes.
So it's the disease, and we get sick.
Mm.
We'll feel mentally sick. Worry, fret, anxiety, panic. Depression. That's mental illness. It's a sickness.
Yeah.
On the inside, we feel the pain all the time.
Yes.
Do you ever wonder why we all constantly feel pain?
Mm.
And it's not pain like, you know, I cut myself. It's this inward, just unsettledness that's like the other shoe is going to drop any minute, and there'll be more bad news that is going to increase the pain, it increases the anxiety. And Jesus said, to paraphrase, God who created everything and said, it is all good, and it is finished,
mm-hmm.
and I'm resting, and I'm calling a rest day. In other words, He created mankind after all the work was done. There was no work day for man, okay?
Right.
After every work day was done, He placed man in His garden. Yeah, out of rest, now you rule, which is our purpose. Out of rest, you use all of God's resources for mankind's good. A novel idea.
Yes.
If we ran the universe this way.
Yeah.
You know, because there is enough in the earth for everyone.
Mm.
Just distributed it with compassion and love to meet everyone's needs, and there's plenty. And it will overflow and overflow. God is not a God of lack.
Right.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing.
Mm.
So Jesus says the same words that His Heavenly Father says in Genesis, and He says, take no thought about anything. anything means nothing. Don't worry about anything. Why? Because to worry about anything is to live in disharmony, out of design.
Right.
We were not created to worry about where our food comes from, where our clothes come from. Where do children worry about that?
No.
See, this is our design.
In fact, it's very rare if a child does. You're almost like, wow.
Absolutely. They don't get up in the morning and worry about, you know, I don't have any clothes. They just worry about which princess dress should I wear.
Yeah.
You know, this is a big question. This is our design. It's our origin. It's our design. It's our identity. It is our value. It is our purpose. Mm. Our purpose is to rule out of rest without any anxiety. So whatever that worry thought is, you're not designed to have it. Get rid of it. And God says, and the Apostle John, which I'm so enjoying reading him, maybe as I'm getting older, because I understand that he was 95 when he wrote the three letters. And, you know, and then he says, you're created in God's image and likeness, and you're created for love, and that love is expressed in loving one another. Mm-hmm. So we're designed for love.
Yeah.
So hence our love for pets. Don't we wonder why?
Sure.
Why do we love our dogs and cats so much? Because they love us the way God loves us, unconditionally. They don't worry, and they're not mad at you if their dish isn't full of food. Well, you didn't fill my dish this morning, so when you come home tonight, I'm going to bite you. No. They just, you come home, they're happy to see you, they welcome you, they wag their tail, and then they'll take you right to the dish, and you'll see, oh, it's empty, let's get you a treat. And so they just love you unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And we're designed to love one another unconditionally. God is love. He is love, and so we are designed to love. And the proof that we love God is that we love one another. And the way we live from this rest, this tranquility, this which is peace, which is what Jesus, you know, it's just all the same words, which is shalom, which is sozo, which is salvation, that we say, you know, are you saved? You know, have you been saved? Have you given your life to Jesus? It's this life. This is resurrection life that Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation. Call it worry, anxiety, panic attacks, fear. You will have misunderstandings. You will have unloving behavior. Unloving behavior will come against you from many people, and you will retaliate with unloving behavior to others. And I want to tell you, this is not your design. You will be unhappy. Your life will be hard. It will be toilsome. You will have to constantly prove yourself that you're really a good person, and other people have to prove themselves to you. Otherwise, you don't love them, and they won't love you, and you're not nice to them. They won't be nice to you. And it's like, this is death.
Yeah, strings attached everywhere. Yeah.
This is death. Now, the world system works that way.
Yeah.
But God isn't talking about the world system. He's talking about your design, your heart. Now he says that design, spread it to the world system. Don't let the world system mold you and squeeze you into its system and you behave just like the world system, because it's going to hurt you. You're not going to be happy. You will have no tranquility, no peace. You will not have the faith of a child. You will not jump on Papa's knee and just cuddled and bask in his love because you think you're not good enough. You messed up. You will think God is going to be mad at me. He's going to punish me. So I'm going to go hide, and I'm going to make myself fig leaves, and I'm going to cover my bad shame and behavior and pretend that, you know, nobody sees it. And really, God doesn't care if you're naked or not. So it's only about what you care about.
Right.
See,
right.
It's all about what we think is acceptable to God. And God says, you don't understand. You're my beloved. You are already accepted. Mm. You have been accepted from the beginning. So what went wrong? Because what I'm describing is not where we live, is it?
Mm-mm.
But yet, this is our design. This is the way God designed us. And Jesus came to prove the design and to demonstrate it when he came in human flesh. Because in our thinking, you know, God is big and awesome, and he's out there far away, the spirit, you know, mm-hmm. Sometimes we call him the ghost.
Yeah.
You know, the Holy Ghost. And I don't know who invented that word.
Yeah.
But it's, no. So God says, no, you're misunderstanding who I am. I'm your father. And his plan was from eternity that Jesus would come in human flesh to demonstrate the design.
Right. So this is what you're supposed to look like.
This is what you're supposed to look like. Yeah. This is what the design was from eternity. Mm. This is what I had in mind when I created Adam. Well, Adam decided he wanted to be his own God, and I said, okay, but I'm not going to leave you in that condition because it's going to kill you.
Right.
So I'm coming to earth myself in the flesh, and I will show how much I love you, that I am your father. You don't know me as father. In the Old Testament, very seldom was the word Abba mentioned, even appears.
Right.
He was always the mighty warrior God creator, far away, and if we don't please him, he's going to zap us. And so we'll have to please him with sacrifices and whatever. We give him vegetables, fruit, whatever comes out of the ground, you know. I mean, that was early on. It was the next generation that brought, you know, fruits and vegetables to God, like God didn't have any. So you can see that, you know, our mind was already distorted.
Right.
That what God was all about was a relational. It was all about loving you as you are.
Mm.
Now, when Adam fell, our mental, emotional condition changed. It changed. We became fearful, guilty, scared. And we ran away from God.
Yeah.
And all this is this dread and this disease that we experience every day, wondering, I wonder if I'm good enough. I wonder if I'm going to do my job right. I wonder if my boss is going to notice that I'm really valuable. I wonder if he's going to make a note so I can get a raise. I wonder if I will get a raise so I can have, you know, better clothes and better things for my family. And all this worry and all this stress that Jesus said, don't give not one thought towards anything like that, because your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. So don't even ask for all these things. Mm-hmm. There's other things we need to ask for.
Sure.
And we need to have God conversations.
Right.
Which we call prayer. We need to have this heart-to-heart talk like, look, I am such a diseased, stressed out person right now that I don't know, or I can't get rid of this pain that's inside of me that I carry around. You know, we call it our pilgrim's progress. It was the burden.
Yeah.
You know, we know what it feels like, and we live with it. We've just come accustomed to it.
Right.
You know, but sometimes it gets overwhelming because life's problems keep on adding and adding, and sometimes in a short period of time, a whole bunch of them happened.
Well, what made you, when we were starting out, you wrote down Acts 17, and
yes.
I saw that. What?
Well, because Acts 17 is when Paul is saying what Genesis 1:26 says, you are God's offspring.
Yes, yeah.
Now, he is talking to a group of Greek people.
Right.
In Athens, I believe it is,
yes,
on Mars
is.
Hill.
Yeah.
Where there is an unknown God.
Yes.
Statue or plaque of some kind. And, you know, he doesn't get mad at them. He doesn't look at them and goes, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
You know, you have a stupid image and an unknown God. Don't you understand? Don't you, you know? No, he goes, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I love it.
He goes, I know that you are very spiritual people.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you, this God that you don't think you know him because you are his offsprings. You are created in his image and his likeness.
Hmm.
You belong to him. You've always belonged to him. This is who you are. And he's your father. Let me introduce him to you. You live and you move in him.
Mm.
In him you have your being, which takes us back to Genesis when God breathed into the dust and the mud from his nostrils and gave man his life. You live and move in him. That's your origin. That's your design. This is your identity. This is your value. This is who you are. This is who you will always be, because this is who you've always been, because God has always been this. You are created to love. You are created from love. I live in you. Therefore, there's no such thing as I can't love. What do you mean you can't love me? I'm in you. I love through you. I understand it's hard to love some people.
Right. But it's a fruit of the Spirit. Yeah,
it's me in you. I'm not asking you to do something that's contrary to your nature, because I live in you. Now, you can choose not to love because I give you freedom. But just because we have freedom, that doesn't mean we use our freedom to hurt ourselves.
Right.
Or to hurt others.
Right.
Not everything that is free is beneficial.
Right. Yep.
We misunderstand freedom. Like, we take freedom, we go, I can do whatever I want to do, and nobody's going to stop me, and nothing's going to happen to me. And do we learn that, no, somebody will stop you, and some bad things are going to happen to you. Your life is not going to be the designed life that God has for you.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I just opened LinkedIn. I was looking for Acts 17 connect it to what God had said. And, of course, Jesus says it. And, of course, it's all about loving. Yes. I mean, the cross is, it's not just a historical fact. It is the love of God just lavished.
Amen.
Without retaliation. I love you so much, I will not pay back.
So, To wrap things up, we've been designed by a perfect designer for love, to love. And when we get out of that work of God of restfulness and ease, that's when disease creeps in. That's when we know in our heart something's wrong.
Yes.
And God's calling us back is basically what you're saying.
Yes, this is not your design, right? Now, the Jesus, in three words, said it at the cross. He undid what Adam did at the fall. And when Jesus said, his last breath was, it is finished.
Amen.
It's from that finished position that we as new creation begin to live. Mm-hmm. We do not have to undo what Adam did. We don't have to keep improving it.
Yeah,
we're not designed to improve it. He's giving us new life, a resurrection life. And that's why he says, I am the resurrection and the life. I carried you in my death, in my burial, in my resurrection.
Well, would you pray for somebody this morning or somebody's listening to this that feels like they're junk, feels like the design, he must have got it wrong because,
yes.
Wow, look at my mess up in life. And would you pray for that person right now as we're wrapping up
here? Yes, sure. Father, we're so grateful that of your love for us, we can't fathom it, and yet you lavished it on us. Father, I pray that our eyes would open, our ears would be open and attentive, our heart, our broken heart that has been distorted, our minds that has been tricked and lied to with things that were not your truth, that you created us in your image and likeness, and you don't make junk. And you have incredible amount of value in opinion of us. And you created us with purpose. And that purpose was to love one another and to love ourselves as we love others. And that a result of that is it just overflows to loving you as we love others. So, Father, I pray that any thought that is contrary to the thought, to your design, will just be labeled a lie, because
Amen.
It is, and be demolished and be just expelled from our thinking, because that's not the truth. That's not who we are. We are your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, created for good works. In other words, created to love one another. Father, remind us when we behave unloving that this is not who we are, that this is not our design. And that whatever unloving things we did through Jesus Christ on the cross, when he said it is finished, those sins are forgiven, and remind us not to go back and remember them again and again where you've already paid for and forgiven us. Father, help us understand, every single one of us, that we are a new creation, that you begin new. We don't carry all the heartaches and the toil, you know, from Adam, that you have a resurrected life, a fresh start, that we totally can begin new each day. Your mercies are new every day. Every day we have a new, clean start with you. And we teach us how to love one another, Father, because this we ask, because we don't know how to do that really well, Father. We find that animals know, dogs, we call them man's best friend. They seem to have this intuitive way to love unconditionally. I pray, Father, that we have your intuitive love to love unconditionally. Amen. That we connect and we see that we are connected with you, and we are able to love unconditionally every single human being, because we are created in your image. And in every human being, Father, let us see your image on their faces. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.